您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。An online shop opened by a Chinese university selling its graduates has attracted much social attention. The move aims to help graduates show their abilities to companies in all directions. So if you are a graduate, are you willing to be sold online? And is this unique strategy effective to attract employers? 又到了一年一度的毕业季，大批的毕业生想方设法在企业和单位面前展示自己的才能，而有一家学院却另辟蹊径，在淘宝上开了一家人才店，明码标价让企业挑选他们想要的人才。如果你是一名毕业生，你愿意被这样放在网店任人挑选吗？ So what happened there, and what do you think is the purpose of the strategy?
I think the purpose is to get the world to know Kunming University is trying really hard to promote their students. So basically, this university opened a talent shop on Taobao, and it actually labels 65 graduates in the shop, and the teachers are selling these students, so to speak, to potential buyers who are companies who want to hire these graduates. And it's 1,000 yuan as they pay if they want to get in contact with the students. And that seems to be the business model.
Well, I'd say it's certainly better that we have teachers selling students than students buying teachers or something, you know. But there is money involved here, but not in the way you'd think. It's a funny little thing. So the way it works is, If you want to hire this graduate or whatever your company, then you pay this 1,000 yuan. And regardless of how it actually works out, I think the idea is it's more like an interest sort of thing. If it doesn't work out, fine. You get the money back either way. But I think this is a great idea. I mean, maybe the idea of literally selling yourself is taking it slightly too far. But I think this is a great platform to quote unquote sell yourself as a worker, because that's what you need to do. You know, when you're getting a job, when you're, you know, trying to convince someone to do something or whatever, it's all sales in a matter. You need to convince the other person to, you know, buy your idea or hire you in that way, buy your labor kind of thing. So if this is an effective way, and it sounds like there's a lot of potential there, because it showcases you in a way that is, I think, very unique, but also it seems quite effective, and it certainly stands out than, you know, a profile on LinkedIn or something on that. So I think this is potentially quite useful.
Okay, well, I think, you know, selling your talent, or when you're being picked and choose in the job market, in a way, it is, metaphorically speaking, like you're being sold, like you're a merchandise or something like that. But being put in a Taobao shop, it's not like metaphorically speaking anymore. It's like real. It's like you have a price tag. And I think that feeling is a little bit uncomfortable for me. But and also saying, is this effective or not? I think it's only drawn attention to the school. But has it really drawn attention to the, you know, these graduates that are being posed as merchandise? Not that much. And I think what's really lacking in the job market often is for these employers, when they're searching for talent, to find a short, fast way to understand this person is a talent, and for this person to leap out of that piece of paper called a survey.
Well, it's another way to market yourself. I think that's what it really is. And I mean, you're being sold. Come on, this is, you're not actually selling yourself. This is just
sold by your teacher.
Well,
get returned that 1,000.
Yeah,
matter what.
I mean, that's the thing. It's in some ways, the calling it a sale is a gimmicky sort of thing. That's a bit cheesy and maybe not so necessary. But the idea that you're really, really directly marketing yourself to a company in a far more direct way than other things you see online or elsewhere, I think that has the potential to be effective. I think thus far, it hasn't seen that quite yet. I think as of this weekend, only like 7 people had been hired. So maybe it's a bit slow. But hey, this is like a trial run. You know, this is the first time I think we've seen this kind of thing. And if if it goes well, then I think we could see other people try and copy this. Because again, I think there's a lot of potential there. Because if you're a company and people you want to hire people, and this might be the way to do it.
Yeah. Well, there are 7 deals, but that does not mean that the 7 people are being hired, right?
Ooh,
it probably
point.
Means that they have established some kind of relations. Maybe they'll get job interviews, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're being hired. And like one of our listeners' comments, 小杜热爱大自然说, I think this is just a gimmick because if you can get hired without passing an interview, if you can get hired by just being bought, then I think all the HRs will lose their jobs. You know, what are they there for if you could just hit a button and buy someone?
Well, maybe you don't need an HR then. But to be honest, I don't think that's going to be the case.
Right.
I think this is a way to introduce these companies or employers to potential employees. And once you've looked at them to a certain extent, you're probably going to do an interview there. I think it would be foolish not to. And again, this could be a gimmick, but I really do think it has the potential there because this is unique. And if it's done well, I think this offers a way to get yourself out there in a way that is not offered in other, you know, options online.
Mm-hmm. And Draco here also says that it has some merits. Basically, he says that displaying one's job application online is not news, but I still think that the spark of this idea is that they're taking advantage of a prestigious and non-recruitment-oriented online platform, which is Taobao, which allowing more and more undergraduates to attract a mix of attention from across different kind of social categories, widening their range of potential companies or employers.
Yeah, and I think if it is like a marketing gimmick for anyone, I don't think it's the university. This is Taobao. I mean, maybe they're trying to create this network where they sell everything and everyone or something, which maybe is a bit far, but it's, I mean, heck, they sell like what? You can buy or you can rent like a boyfriend or a girlfriend for the holidays, right? So this, it seems like just another step on the road there for them.
Yeah, well, I still think that for let's say the talents, you know, those people who are ready to be hired and those employers, the most important thing is for the two forces to meet somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it usually are those, you know, platforms like LinkedIn or, you know, Zhaopin or already established places that are the online marketplaces. And I think most importantly is, you know, you can be viewed by as many potential employers as possible, and employers can find a concentrated source of people who are being hired. So I think that's probably, you know, the more maybe conventional way. But here, I think it's great in the sense that at least this is something that's very creative and drawing our attention to it's that time of the year again that we're seeing the biggest number of graduates in history again. This year it is 7.49 million universities students that are graduating this year, and it's more than last year again. So where can these young people, maybe they are not super talented, but where can they find jobs? And I think that is really
exactly
the key problem here.
And this is an online marketplace for these things. You know, if you're an HR person or whatever, you can directly go and buy yourself an employee there. So that sounds pretty good to me.
And our listener Li Xuming says, Taobao is a 神奇的 website, quoting literally from him. If companies can pick up employees from Ganji or Wuba, they can do it from Taobao as well. It's creative for colleges to do so. Well, my final piece of opinion before we go on, I think there's a place, there's an appropriate place. I'm probably the conventional type of person, but I think posting up your students' information or resume on Taobao is similar with these real estate agents trying to slip you notes of, you know, housing information on the middle of the street. You're not picking your potential buyers, right? You're just randomly sending out information, hoping that one of them is the fish.
That's true, but this is nowhere near as obnoxious, and it's targeted, because if you do a search online, you could get to this page there, and it's not totally untargeted.
Yeah but true. How many companies are going to actually search for talents on Taobao? Maybe they opened the wrong page, right?
What if it's on, like, you know, like Baidu or whatever, and they search for this keyword and that person comes up?
Okay, but then who's going to know what to search, right, again? Anyway.